Well, good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55 in verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. In our text, note first who is to come. Second, where we are to come. Third, how we are to come. And finally, fourth, why we are to come. Who is to come? Everyone who thirsts. Everyone is the universal call of the gospel. Oh, everyone is the cry. It is the cry of Isaiah. It is the cry of God. And it is the cry of every Christian evangelist. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is enough love, there is enough grace, and there is enough mercy in our God for all, even for you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you've strayed, our God is rich enough in grace and mercy for you this morning. Isaiah was clearly speaking about Jesus Christ. And we know this because the Apostle Paul continues his exhortation in our subtext, quoting twice from the book of the prophet Isaiah, saying, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings of good things. So let me ask you, have you been sent to preach the gospel, dear Christian friend? Has it not been commanded to you? Go. Is this not the beginning of the great commission of our God? Are we not to pick up where the prophets and the Lord Himself left off, and execute the Great Commission. We are not called, friends, to be spectators, but to be active participants in the ministry of God. The Lord has given you ample opportunity to do this. He's given you an earthly family. He's called you to a spiritual family. Most of you have ascertained that you have been called to this spiritual family. There may be some here that perhaps God is calling, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not enough to live the gospel, but we must also understand what the gospel is and be ready to preach it, to offer hope, a word in season to those who need truth. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have to live the gospel, but what I am saying is that we are called to do both. What then is the content of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, "For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The call is to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The content, that which we must believe, is that He paid the penalty for our sins, that He died and He was buried. Why is that important? Because He rose from the dead bodily. Likewise, we too will one day find our bodies reunited with our spirits, for those who believe, in the very presence of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the text this morning adds one condition, not on God's part, but on our part. "Ho, everyone who thirsts." That is, those who are willing to admit their own spiritual needs and longings. God has set this desire, this spiritual longing. Solomon puts it this way: God has placed eternity in our hearts. We are born knowing that we need something outside of ourselves to complete us. And so, as we come to the age or condition of accountability, we each must all make a decision for ourselves. What are we going to put in that hole in our hearts. And we're like children, like babies. I've used this illustration before, so please forgive me if you've heard it before. But we're like babies who get those things, you know, those toys that have the shapes. And on the top of the cylinder, you've got a circle, and you've got a triangle, and you've got a square. And the baby's got the cylinder there, and they've got the shapes. And what do the babies try to do? They try to take that square and stuff it in the circle. And they take the triangle and try to stuff it in the square. Until finally they figure out what shape goes in what hole. The hole in our hearts is a God-shaped hole. It is intended that Jesus Christ be placed there. And when we try to stuff the triangle of human philosophy and worldly pursuits, or the square of other means of salvation into that hole, it just doesn't fit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Everyone who thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We've got that God-shaped hole in the heart. God's not going to give us one of those kits without a circle. He's given us Christ. Note in our text where we are to come. We are to come to the waters. We are to come to the place of spiritual refreshment, to the wells of salvation. One day, you really must go there. And in that day, you will say, "Oh Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." Now, we have ice-cold bottles of water available here, free of charge, to quench your physical thirst. But Jesus is the one whom God has provided to quench our spiritual thirst, to meet our basic spiritual needs. And whoever drinks of this water, the water of Christ, shall never thirst again. And if you listen closely to his voice, you will hear Jesus Christ crying out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." Have you already come once and received God's gracious salvation? Have you already drank of the wells of salvation? Well, keep coming and receive the water of God's provision day by day. How are we to come? Our text tells us how we are to come to God. Destitute, broken, we are to come with no money. That is, without trusting in our own works and righteousness. If you think that you can buy your way into heaven by money or good deeds, apart from faith in the living God, then you shall surely perish in your money with you. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. A gift, by definition, is free. No strings attached. Just faith, which, by the way, is itself a gift from God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Come as you are and bring your humble and contrite heart and leave your pride at the door. Why are we to come? We are to come to buy wine and milk. Wine is a symbol of joy in the Bible, and Jesus wants us to have joy. A genuine happiness which comes from knowing that God is there no matter what you're going through. And a joy that comes with being comfortable in your own skin. We are called to praise God in the best of times and in the worst of times. The Lord has no need of frumpy pheasants who find clouds in silver linings, destitute of faith and not relying and being cognizant of God's presence. Jesus says to his disciples of his words and his promises, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." It is joy that sustained Jesus at the cross, and it will sustain you in your hour of trial as well. If you are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, Jesus' joy was in the victory, the resurrection. How often do you meditate on that? We are also to buy milk. Milk is sustenance. Milk, physically, expires after a short time. So we got to keep going back to Little General's or wherever it is we go and buying more milk when the milk goes bad or when it's about to go bad. Likewise, milk in the Bible is spiritual sustenance. And we got to keep going back to buy more milk. Milk is used in reference to eternal blessing by Joel. And it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk. Milk is also used as a metaphor for Scripture. And we are commanded to desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. God's given us a lot of gifts. He's given us the greatest gift of all, His Son. He's given us the gift of salvation if we've believed upon Him, trusting in His work and His promises. And He's given us the gift of His Word, the Scriptures, the Holy Bible. And He's given us the gift of a great multitude of copies of His love letter to us. And He's given us the gift of freedom in this country, to be able to read it without fear, to study it without fear. He's given us the gift of great Bible teachers who's come before. He's given us the gift of the freedom of assembly to show up here every Sunday morning and say, "Yes, I belong to Jesus Christ." Let us exercise and take hold of all of His gifts. And just as faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Christian growth comes by being a studious disciple. And that, by studying and heeding the Word of God. So come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. We shall conclude this morning with an earnest invitation. Now, if your friend or your relative who loves you invited you to such and such, you would go if you could, assuming you love them back. And today, God invites you home to a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. God for His grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word, for Your truth, for our common salvation. Lord, we pray that each and every heart is challenged by these things this morning. that your children are challenged from within by the Spirit who works inside, and that those who may be in my hearing this morning, who began without faith, without Christ, might be challenged, convicted, of sin, of judgment, and in truth by the Spirit who is working from without. Lord, that every heart will be able to walk away from here today saying, Jesus Christ is my Savior. I know that God loves me and that God has me right in the palm of His hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.